Hey, everybody, it's Alan Scher. I lead the Flock and Gather podcast. We're back for another 18 minutes. You know I run the Spa Association. We're in the middle of 2024. Well, not quite the middle, but it's been an interesting beginning to the year. I've been on the road about 8 or 10 times already. But my last trip was an easy one, and it was down the street in Phoenix, Arizona. We ended up doing the iSpa conference here in Phoenix this year. And one of the things I love about iSpa is you get to meet a lot of old friends and you make a lot of new friends. And I made a few new friends along the way, and I have one with me. We have Belgin Aksoy today. You know her as the founder, amongst other things, of Global Wellness Day. She is in Istanbul. I'm in Phoenix, and we're talking across the globe. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good, Ellen. How are you?
Good. It's fun that, you know, as we hung out at the bar last week or 2 weeks ago, now we get to do it on Zoom. So I love how small the world has become. One of the wonders of the internet has been the ability to chat across the globe without having to figure out how you're going to spend a lot of money and get on an airplane and leave. And you travel a bunch too, right?
I do. Yeah. I'm getting ready to travel to Thailand now, to the other
Thailand.
Side. Yes.
Okay. Let's start with give us a couple minutes on your story, Belgin, because I know we love everything about Global Wellness Day. It's going to come up June 8th this year. So we're going to also tell people what they can do in advance of Global Wellness Day, but go ahead and give us your story.
Well, why Global Wellness Day? I can tell you, I started it in 2012. So this year is the 13th year that we're going to be celebrating it. I can't believe so much time has passed. The reason I founded Global Wellness Day was to thank the universe for giving my health back. That's it. Nothing more than that, actually. And I did not expect Global Wellness Day to grow this much. And in such a short time, because already on its fifth year, it was celebrated in 70 countries. And now it's more than 170 countries that are celebrating it in tens of thousands of places by millions of people. Global Wellness Day is 100% not for profit. Everybody is working on a voluntary basis. And we have 140 Global Wellness Day ambassadors and key supporters around the world who are working tirelessly, voluntarily in their countries to spread wellness and Global Wellness Day. And not only for Global Wellness Day on second Saturday of June, but during the year, they keep on working to spread wellness in general in the countries that they live in. And I'm extremely happy that it did spread this much. It is accepted and it has been recognized by so many foundations and associations and schools and hospitals, international business people, athletes, Hollywood stars, singers, you name it, international, almost all international hotel chains, also because I'm in the hotel business. So obviously, it was accepted more in the hotel industry. And then it did go through and it did spread to other sectors as well. So, I cannot believe every time I see the Global Wednesday around the world video, which your listeners can actually check on YouTube. Global Wellness around the world 2023, 2022. They can, because sometimes it's hard to picture what it looks like a Global Wellness Day celebration, but those videos actually can give you an idea of what that celebration looks like. And you know, all these celebrations you see there are simultaneously happening around the world on that day.
Belgin, wow, I love it. When you say get your health back, can you give me another piece of explanation about what that is?
Well, in 2004, I had thyroid cancer, and which, you know, thyroid cancer, you don't die from it, but it actually, you need to be reborn. You need to rediscover yourself, because everything about you changes. Your even your character changes, because it's all this hormonal imbalance going on I had a total thyroidectomy, which is I don't have any thyroid, so every morning I take a medicine to have my thyroid work. And thyroid is considered as the maestro of the body. So my doctor said when somebody wakes up in the morning, he or she thinks that he is taking the decision of how and like or have to be on that day. But actually, it's your thyroid that is taking the decision. But yeah, it's your thyroid is saying, okay, today we're sluggish, today we're happy, today we're joyful, or today we're, you know, we feel down, we feel blue. So, you know, without a thyroid, it did take me a while, obviously, for my medication, you know, for the balance and everything. It was a process, and I did have from 2004 until 2012, I had to, you know, rediscover myself and see what I can change to feel better, to be better, and to get rid of all this medication that I had to use for my cancer. So, you know, first I got introduced by, you know, with this thing called detox, which was perfect, which no, I didn't know anything about it. And then slowly, I changed my lifestyle, the way I eat, the way I exercise, the way I breathe, and the way I live. You know, I changed my relationship with life, actually, let's put it that way.
Actually, that's a great expression. You yesterday or yesterday, earlier in our conversation, I'm still on the weekend, apparently. It's Monday today here. You talked about getting people to enjoy wellness in general, and I think a lot of the pandemic may had a greater awareness on people for understanding, just like you said, about taking care of yourself and having this relationship with life is essentially what it is, right? And you learned it for other reasons. I think during the pandemic, staying at home, a lot of people learned it because so much. I mean, when you look at the sale of health products during the pandemic, it was massive and still continuing to this day. But that's given a lot of impetus to Global Wellness Day, hasn't it? It's kind of a people's own awakening about wellness.
I had my pandemic in 2004 when I had to stay in hospital room for 9 days on my own when I was, you know, radioactive. So those 9 days actually were the time that I said, okay, like I need to do something. Like, what's happening? Why am I locked up here? There has to be a reason. So I think during the pandemic, which, you know, was for obviously a longer time, a lot of people around the world had the time to stop and think and to realize what we're doing with our lives and what we're doing with nature and with the world, with around ourselves, with our loved ones. So it was a moment of mindfulness of what we did and what we can do differently to live a better life. So
You
yeah,
know, I
I
think
understood.
it's interesting, and maybe I always say this. This is being well is part gene pool and part environmental. You have to have a good gene pool. I mean, I feel terrible. Some families, they just do not have good health histories, and it seems to be the way it is. Although if I lived in that environment, I would be working daily to break it. But my get up every day, exercise, eat in moderation, drink in moderation, do a little bit of everything in moderation, seems so critical that wellness seems to have a has had a amazing effect on people. Like we're in the spa business, right? I say spa, but it's really the wellness business. And you know, everywhere we go, we see happy, smiling people who are thinking like we do. But we know I can't speak for Turkey. I can only speak for the United States. People are big here. Plates of food are too big here. Everything is too much. Speak to moderation a little bit, will you?
Yeah, I think the situation in the US is worse than in Turkey, I would say. I mean, we're having the Mediterranean food, which is, you know, usually we don't fry things and we eat a lot of vegetables. And I think the vegetables that we have here are more organic, less with hormones. And I, every time I go to a supermarket in the US, I see these all these vegetables that are huge, and they look wonderful, they look beautiful, and they look like they're like all in one shape and they're shiny, and it's not supposed to be like that. I bought an apple and I couldn't eat it, unfortunately, because it was like so it looked like the perfect apple of that, what's it called in the story of this, I don't know the name, right? Like it looks
Exactly.
so perfect and so shiny, which was like for sure that there were some chemicals on it to make it look like that. So
I know it's not always easy for everyone, but and I'm thankful for my wife. She does the shopping in the house, other than when I ask her to get me Oreo cookies. But let's ignore that for the minute, okay? She buys almost organic everything, and I swear to God, it makes a world. I don't care whether it's the fish you're buying or the meat you're buying or the vegetables you're buying. There's a difference. And to your point, nothing looks alike when you buy organic. Everything looks a little different. So,
I'm happy when I see a worm in an apple. I say, "Oh, okay. If
yeah,
it
warm
looks
enough. Yeah.
like it, I can
June 8th is going to be here before we know it, because you and I are talking and it's May 13th today. Tell me what people should be doing. What websites should they go to? How do they prep to participate in Global Wellness Day?
So every day we have a theme. Every year we have a theme. And this year the theme is magenta nature. Magenta is the color of Global Wellness Day. It's more, a lot of people call it pink, but it's not actually. It's a tone of pink, but it's more of a fuchsia, I would say. So usually the agencies use these Pantone colors, but magenta is like a fuchsia. And magenta nature. So this year the theme is nature. Last year it was dancing. Everybody loved it. But we actually thought about repeating the same theme, but I think the nature, the needs of mindfulness with nature, it was a lot more important, so we changed it to nature. And what they can do is, first of all, I would like to tell you the Global Wednesday 7 steps in order for me to be able to explain what individuals can do on Global Wednesday, because big companies, big hotels, they celebrate Global Wellness Day sometimes at a park, sometimes at their property. They open their doors to public and they have like a full day, starting with yoga, and they have Reiki, and they have dancing. And then because this year the theme is nature, maybe there is a tree planting or forest bathing, cleaning of nature or the beach, all these different activities during the day. But if some of your listeners cannot go to any Global Wellness Day activities, what they can do is take the Global Wellness Day 7 step into their lives. So next year on June, the second Saturday of June, they can celebrate their own Global Wellness Day. So the 7 steps are, they're very easy. Doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what your financial resources are. You can do it. So walk for an hour, drink more water, don't use plastic bottles, eat healthy, have a family dinner, do a good deed, and sleep at 10. Once you take these 7 steps into your life, in 1 year, you're going to feel like you took maybe 777 steps into your life, the good ones, because once you, for example, drink more water, automatically you're going to start drinking less tea and coffee. Or once you start eating healthy, automatically you're going to start losing weight and you're going to start feeling better. Your dress is going to fit you better. You're going to feel yourself better. You're going to hold yourself better. Your relationship with your spouse will change. Your relationship at work will change. Your success will change. So it's a chain reaction. So we thought a lot about when we were preparing these 7 steps, because obviously the list could go on and on and on, but we wanted to keep it very simple. And keeping it simple actually has been the key reason for Global Wellness Day to be successful and to be accepted by so many people around the world. So please take these 7 steps into your life. And if you want to go and join to any Global Wellness Day event where you live around your area. Go to www.globalwellnessday.org, choose the country you live in, and there you're going to see where there are Global Wellness Day activities.
We're speaking today with Belgin Aksoy. She has done a lot of things in her life, but she is the founder of globalwellnessday.org. Belgin, I love the 7 steps. I'm looking at them now. So I told you, I worked out this morning. I generally do in the morning. I drink water all day from my aluminum can, right? Here along the way. We eat organic food. I'm shy on the good deeds. I'm going to have to work on that. We had family dinner last night for Mother's Day here. And frankly, sleeping by 9:30 is, don't tell anyone. I'm looking for my jammies earlier than 10 o'clock, right? So I think I'm good on the list. And I'm going to work on the color fuchsia this year as well. So, or magenta, you call it magenta, not
magenta.
Fuchsia, right?
Yes.
But I happen to have the highlighter in my box here, and I don't even know what color they call it. They don't. Okay, well, it doesn't matter.
It's magenta, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's magenta. We're going with magenta. So those are wonderful. And I would tell our listeners, whether you own a spa, a salon, you're an independent entrepreneur, you're at a large facility, you got to shout a little bit. You got to remind people, you got to lift, you got to raise up your voice and remind people why Global Wellness Day is actually 365 days of the year. It's not just because we decided the second Saturday in June would be a great day, so let's be well one day a year. This is, I think you said this when you and I first started talking, it's a lifestyle, right? You think about this as part of the way you live your life.
Exactly. Yeah, because because wellness might have, you know, very different definitions. It's like the definition of love. Everybody gives a different answer. And for me, well, the definition of wellness is balance. And being in balance through life, it's a never ending journey, actually. So because we can be mentally balanced one day and then physically balanced the other day, but to have mentally, physically, and spiritually balanced every day is just not possible. It's okay to not to be balanced every day. I think we need to remember that and not panic and say like, I'm not balanced, so I'm not fine, so let me just have this big chocolate cake because I'm not good anyway. You know, it's just on that day we don't feel balanced on one part, that's completely fine. It's a lifelong journey.
Do you know, I'm glad you said that because I always think every day's a new day. Start again. You know, if your thyroid's acting up and you don't feel like you should in the morning, mentally, you've got to get yourself back on track. We've been speaking with Belgin Aksoy today. She is in Turkey, although like me, she travels the world probably pretty regularly. You can find her at globalwellnessday.org. It's coming. It's always the second Saturday in June. So that's June 8th, I believe, this year. But please go to her website. Get familiar with all the things that they're doing. There's 170 countries across the globe. They are a nonprofit. It is a wonderful organization. Belgin, I'm so glad that we could find the time to do this today.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Alan. And the slogan of Global Wellness Day is one day can change your whole life. So let that be Global Wellness Day this year.
Amen. I love it. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.